This is Fresh Air. The album that singer Roy Orbison finished just before his death in December will be released on Monday. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Mystery Girl is a reminder of Orbison's great talent and what we've lost.
I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing.
There was little to suggest that Roy Orbison's new album Mystery Girl would be as good as it is. To be sure, Orbison had acquitted himself at least as well as his collaborators on the recent album by the Traveling Wilburys, which teamed him with Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Tom Petty, and Jeff Lynne. But history was certainly against Roy Orbison making a good comeback record. After all, no one of his rock and roll generation, not Chuck Berry, not Jerry Lee Lewis, not Little Richard, has made a decent album in the 1980s. And Orbison's most recent album, Laminar Flow, released in 1979, was an aimless drag. This makes the relaxed, confident power of Mystery Girl all the more impressive.
Working all day, and the sun don't shine. Trying to get by, and I'm just killing time. I feel the rain fall the whole night through, far away from you, California blue, California blue, dreaming all alone, nothing.
That's California Blue, a song that sounds like the theme to a movie that's never been made. Like a lot of Roy Orbison's music, it seems to have been summoned up in a dream, and dreams float across some of his greatest early hits. Running Scared was the nightmare of a young romantic haunted by a doomed love affair. Oh, Pretty Woman is the reverie of a man who has lost the woman he loves until the end of the song, when he dreams her back. And then, of course, there's In Dreams, the magnificently eerie song that was used so spectacularly in the David Lynch film Blue Velvet, to heighten that movie's already hallucinatory power. On this new album, there's a new dream song. Few up-tempo songs on Mystery Girl. Indeed, it's one of the few up-tempo songs in Roy Orbison's career. Orbison's music stood in striking contrast to nearly all of rock and roll. From the first great rock career, Elvis Presley's, to any contemporary star you can name, a pattern persists. Ballads are followed by rockers, slow songs alternate with fast ones, to provide listeners with a range of moods and styles. But every one of Roy Orbison's best songs is an awesome ballad. His high, plaintive tenor was so endlessly interesting that he sustained himself entirely on the musical enactment of despair. Mystery Girl isn't a perfect album. I think All I Can Do Is Dream You is a slight pleasure, and California Blue is overripe, verging on self-parody. But there are a couple of classic Orbison performances on Mystery Girl. One of them is his interpretation of Elvis Costello's The Comedians. It's fascinating to hear Orbison snaking his way through Costello's tangle of wordplay and puns. The other great one is She's a Mystery to Me, a collaboration with the Irish rock band U2. The song was written and produced by Bono and is a typical U2 dirge, but one that Orbison imbues with a gorgeous emotionalism that slowly, steadily increases in intensity as the song proceeds.
Yeah. by her side. It's the darkness in her eyes that so enslaves me. But if my love is blind, then I don't want to see. She's a mystery to me. Night falls, I'm cast beneath her spell. Daylight comes, our heaven turns to hell. Am I left to burn and burn eternally? She's a mystery.
There's more than irony and poignancy in Roy Orbison's death shortly after the completion of this album. The top 10 success of the Traveling Wilburys proved that there was a huge audience still spellbound by Orbison's voice. And if he was capable of making an album as good as Mystery Girl, who knows what he might have gone on to do. As it is, the drama of Roy Orbison's music will never be finished.